We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Coming up, Brad talks to the only woman he's ever interviewed 3 inches shorter than Patty. That's his.
That's an adult.
This lady, he told this lady the whole deal, and she said, well, that's my claim to fame.
Yeah.
It is 8:32. The hottest new show, the highest rated new show on television, is all about some people who are alleged celebrities, and they dress up in like mascot costumes.
Right.
Different animals,
peacock,
and they sing.
Bee, lion, rabbit. Yeah.
Yeah. And our expert television, usually he does these game shows, but this is a reality show.
Talent.
And he knows about everything. So Jason Block, the Cuckoo Clock, talks about the Masked Singer. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you? You know, this show falls into one of those it's so bad, it's good type of shows, because the play-along value is so much fun on this stuff. And you look at this, and you say to yourself, how did this get greenlit? Because this is based off a Korean show called King of Masked Singer. And if you find it on the internet, the most famous guy who did it was Ryan Reynolds. I don't know if you know this or not.
No, yes. Wow.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
He did it over there.
Yeah, he did it over there, and he actually sang a very bad version of Tomorrow by Annie. Okay?
I guess they know who he is in Korea?
They do. They do know his Korea. And wow. One other person who did it, I don't know if you know this pop group called BTS.
Yeah.
One member did that.
One member of BTS.
One member of BTS of the, like, 50 people who are in that group. So you look at this, and first of all, what I love about this is first of all, the costume designs are excellent. The production value is very high, and what makes it so great is the judges are so wrong all the time. You know, you look at Robin Thicke and Nicole Scherzinger, and how do you thinking that X did this? But who said that the Raven was Ricky Lake?
I said that.
That you're on the money on that one.
Do you know that, or are you guessing too?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, guessing.
And by the way, the B is Gladys Knight. By the way.
Well, that's big. That's a good connection because she's singing at the Super Bowl.
Right.
And also, if you noticed that in the video last night, there was a peach going through
from Atlanta,
midnight train to Georgia, that sort of thing.
And that's where she lives too.
Yeah, that's right.
And the rabbit, I believe is Joey Fatone.
That's what Kermit said. He's going with Joey Fatone.
It had to be one NSYNC member.
One more question for here's an amazing thing. How does the show in Korea get a bigger star than the show in America?
Ryan Reynolds.
I don't know. But what I think is going to happen is that if the show continues to succeed,
bigger stars
might actually do it. Mm-hmm. Because like this season, if it continues to do well, because it's averaging about 7 million.
Oh, I thought it was up more towards like 9.
It started at 9, but it's averaging about 7, which is still pretty good.
Yeah.
For a January show.
Right.
You know. I think that if it does well enough, you might get sort of bigger people because none of the people who we've revealed so far, which is Antonio Brown, Tommy Chong, Terry Bradshaw, which was hilarious. I thought it was Peyton Manning myself, and Margaret Cho, not exactly B-list even.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe you could even get DJ Dope on there.
Oh, that's
you never know.
That's definitely A-list.
Rolling Stone magazine calls it ludicrously perfect, and they believe it's the end of TV as we know it.
That's about right, yeah.
Yeah.
He is Jason Block, the Cuckoo Clock, and he loves the Masked Singer. I'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you very much.
8:36, showtime, ladies and gentlemen. Brad Blanks of the microphone. Who did you run into that happened to be 3 inches shorter than Patty Steele?
Well, we've got yeah.
Unheard of.
Well, I caught up with the people behind the movie Roma. It's a huge movie on Netflix. Everyone's talking about it. Most Oscar nominations.
So it had 10 Academy Award nominations, including Best Film, Best Director, Lead Actress, and it's the first. It's the first Netflix feature that's been nominated to win this kind of an award.
That's right, right. Yeah. So I caught up with the director, Alfonso Cuarón.
How are you, sir? Yeah, great to meet you. Yeah, as you're making a movie like this, do you realize you're trying to pull heartstrings?
I was very unaware of what the result was going to be because I was focusing in these specific moments in my memory. I'm in a very instinctual way and just putting them together.
You had some comedy in there too?
Well, I guess that there's some stuff. I don't know if it's exactly comedy, but that's kind of, that I find it funny.
Have you seen that other movie on Netflix, Bird Box, yet? Which is your friend Sandra?
I know, I'm dying to see it, but I, you know, right now I'm just starting to catch up in my... I'm starting to catch up with my films. I saw Black Klansman that I loved. I haven't seen many films yet.
Well, I cried. I cried at your film.
Thank you so much.
Did you really, or did you lie?
I did get emotional.
If you cried or not?
Yeah, he doesn't care.
I heard that.
You keep throwing the Bird Box at these Oscar-winning directors.
Nobody watches.
He won an Oscar though. He's won an Oscar before.
You know what his voice said, but he didn't really say it. But I could hear it in his voice. What are you out of your tree?
He was a gentleman.
But this lady, she's the talk of the Oscars. This wonderful actress,
Yalitza.
Yalitza Aparicio.
Now, was she an actress before this?
No, she wasn't an actress before this. She sort of just, he plucked her from obscurity.
How did he find her?
He just found, she went to a casting call, so she thought she had some sort of acting chops.
Right.
And
she probably was just going to be an extra or
that's
something.
That's right.
How'd you like to be the star of the, okay.
I'll take it.
So you're going to learn a lot in this interview.
Does she speak English to you?
You'll hear this. This is an in-depth interview here.
Okay.
How are you?
Fine, Sid.
When you're making that film, did you realize it's going to be so touching?
La verdad, no. En un principio, mi única intención era hacerle un homenaje a mi mamá. Y al terminar la película,
that's what I was thinking.
No solamente fue hacerle un homenaje a ella, sino a tantas mujeres de la vida diaria.
Not really. At the very beginning, my only intention was to pay homage to my mom. And at the very end of the film, I realized that I was paying homage to a lot of women.
Yeah, for sure. How did Alfonso find you?
Me encontró por un casting que el director que era Luis Rosales. Llegó, mandó a su equipo a Oaxaca, que es de donde yo soy, y así fue como empezó toda esta aventura.
He located me through a casting that they meet in Oaxaca. That's where
Oaxaca.
I am from,
Oaxaca.
And that's how they found
lives.
Me.
Thank you. I cried.
Thank you.
So
let me ask you a question, real quick. Quick question. How come it takes the interpreter so long to ask the question that you asked, and that you only took 3 seconds.
It's not a very good interpreter, was she?
Well, the thing is her answers were much shorter than interpreter said it, than what she was saying, too.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So she was editing for her.
I don't think that's a real interpreter. I think she just made it up.
So you reckon that interpreter is a fake interpreter?
Yeah, the people that show up and sign, sign language,
really,
and it means
where
nothing.
Where did she say she was from? Oaxaca?
Oaxaca, yeah.
Isn't that where the Black Panther's from? Where's he from there?
It's
Wakanda forever.
Right.
Wakanda.
I think that's right.
Different
down
continent.
The road from Oaxaca.
No, yes. Not really.
You played golf in Oaxaca, I think.
In the Oaxaca Open.
Right.
Me and Larry Fitzgerald. Yeah.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.